Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hello, Camille. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello. Hola, bitcholas.
Hola.
Beautiful wife, Camille. All right, let's see here. Loving wife. Camille, when should you have just kept your big fat mouth shut? That is the way it's phrased here from our own Steve the Thrill Hill, by the way.
Yeah, no matter who
when
you are.
When should you have just kept your big fat mouth shut, he says.
Yeah, but Miles made the determination, Camille, that you obviously have a big fat mouth.
Right.
So he decided to target that question to you.
You're not wrong.
Oh, okay.
Man, I would have to say probably high school. I was talking smack about the wrong person, and I got a black eye for it.
Now, did someone tell them that you were talking about them, or did they overhear you?
Yeah, somebody, you know, the high school stuff. She said.
And did they just roll up to you and punch you or what?
Oh, yeah. She clocked me out of nowhere. I was not expecting it. I didn't even get a chance to swing back.
Did she knock you out?
Close to it, yeah.
And what do you remember the subject matter of why this all went down and what you said?
You know, it was mean girl stuff back in the day. She was very popular around high school.
Okay.
With the boys.
I know what that means.
And she got a big fat mouth, too.
Yes, she does, and she used it well.
Well, so what did you say? You just let everybody know that what she was up to, I guess?
Yeah, she took a dial, like, you know.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Well, why did she care if you knew if all the boys knew?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it just seems to me like half the population is already aware of this and is actively pursuing you once word gets out, right?
Right. So that's why I was really caught off guard. I mean, everybody kind of knew her number was on the bathroom stall. It was one of those.
For real, it was?
For real. Marshall High School in Green Lake.
Oh, my God.
So, look, some of the best advice I ever got when I started dating in high school.
Don't call this number.
Was from my stepfather.
All right.
And he said, I don't know what you're doing, but I have a pretty good idea what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that I would ever suggest to you based on personal experience is that you tell none of your friends what you are doing.
Why was that his theory?
Because as soon as I told, if I were to tell one of my friends what I was doing.
He's going to tell everyone?
And then I'm going to lose the one thing that I enjoyed doing
right
at the time.
Right, once the word, okay,
you,
I see
if
his
you start,
theory.
If you start that rumor mill,
yeah,
and that goes around, then there's a good chance that your free hamburgers are cut off.
Yeah.
You're not going to get a hamburger again. At least you're going to have to pay for it.
I like that that's his angle. Like, hey, I don't know what you're up to, but if you want to continue doing it,
don't tell
no
anyone.
One.
Don't tell anybody. Yeah. That's kind of the Italian way, actually. It's just
it makes sense.
Keep your mouth shut, right?
Well, the other issue, too, is that people might know everything. And that girl might have been that girl in that school, but like her talking about it is to that's what that results in.
Right. Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like, there's reason it's gossip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought you just liked Fritos.
Now, have any of you guys almost gotten in trouble with your mouth
yes.
on an airplane or in the airport experience, we'll say?
Yeah, once in customs. And one on a flight that I was on a flight with you. I don't know if the flight attendant liked us or not, but I remember it ended with us each assaulting each other with a magazine.
Magazine. Because you hit her the magazine, then she hit you back.
No, she hit me, then I hit her ass
that's
back.
That's right. Because she smacked you.
Yeah, she smacked me, so I grabbed my magazine and hit her back.
I'm like, this game is on. We're going to get kicked off this flight, mid-flight. He's going to go, meow, land that bastard.
Yeah, she looked shocked.
I mean, I still got on the plane, but they definitely stopped me at the gate after a couple layovers, and they said, we think you're drunk. And I said, okay, I won't drink on the plane. They said, we think you might be too drunk to board. I said, why do you think that? And he said, do you know the guy you just high-fived? And I went, no.
That was the tell. You,
random high-five guy? That's enough to get you kicked off a plane?
I guess.
Why? To me, it'd be like, at least this guy's decent.
Hey, look, it was fine. The woman behind the counter, I always say, she just kind of put her finger up and was like, just sit down and be quiet.
Sit
that was
down
the, like, I
and
said,
shut up.
Well, after he said, I think you might, you don't know that guy, I said, no. And then I said, you can't leave me here in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. He's from St. Louis. He did not take that well. Yeah. But yeah, then I got on the plane and they were like, I was like, look, I promise. I won't even order anything. Just let me get on the plane. I was coming back from Miami. This was stop three or whatever. It had been a lot of layovers. So I got on the plane. It was fine. But yeah, he goes, do you know the man you just high-fived? No. That's why we think you're drunk.
The hardest, sorry, I high-fived
a random guy.
If you know this guy, he could very well be sober and do the same thing. Of all the people I know, Ted might just high-five you.
The hardest thing for me is just to keep my mouth shut, which is always the challenge. Because if I know if I've done it, I'm mad and I'm fuming on the inside,
right?
But I did it.
Sure.
I just kept my mouth shut. Could I have a Jack and Coke, please? Or a Jack and Diet? No. Well, why not? I'm not serving you. Why not? Because I'm not serving you. I haven't said a word. Mm. I mean, I don't know the person I'm sitting beside. I am not.
Is this the woman in Anchorage?
No, that was at the Chi-Chi. That was at the Chili's to go.
So this is a different one.
This was on the actual aircraft.
Oh, okay.
No.
It's the same thing in the airport.
No.
He hadn't said a word.
Did you hit the button?
No. I have before. But then I learned to just walk back and be nice and ask for it in the back.
We were on a flight,
and they cut
Miles' ass off, all right? I could still get drinks, and then he's sitting in the row behind me. I see his hand over my head, and I'm like, man, don't.
I dinged his button.
So sure enough, flight attendant walks up. Now, keep in mind, I've been drinking Jack and Coke. You've been, is it vodka and something? We were drinking different
things. Depends on whatever I was drinking at the time.
But the lady walks back, and I'm like, yeah, can I get a double vodka soda? And so she looks at me, and she goes, is this for the man sitting behind you? I'm like, no, man, it's for me. Well, he's been drinking double vodkas and soda. I'm like, oh, no, I heard of it. Sounds good, man. She's like, you've been drinking Jack and Coke. I said, I know that, but I heard him order a double vodka soda. It sounded really good, so can I get one? And she stands there like to a three Mississippi, doesn't say anything. She comes back. She hands it to me.
She knows you're lying through your teeth.
She does. But if you're not going to call me out on it, right? So even when she brought the drinks back, because, again, when you buzz them for something like that, they're already pissed. They're already mad at Miles, and they know goddamn well I'm getting this from Miles, but I refuse to admit this. So she hands me the drinks. And still just stands there looking at me. So I'm cracking it open kind of slow, I had to mix it together. And as soon as she sauntered off, I'm like, here, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, they knew. That's the first thing she said. Is this for the man behind you? No.
I went out on a few dates with a girl who listened to the show, but she was a flight attendant.
Okay.
So, I know we've been out two or three times, and one time we're just kind of sitting there, and she goes, I don't want to bring up your work. I go, what's up? She goes, you've got to tell Miles, stop pushing the button. Because you would always go, it's fine. And
ding,
I was
ding,
like,
ding, ding.
It is not fine. And she was like, look, I like all you guys, but if you press the button, A, they're annoyed. It's for emergency. And she's B, I pretty much know you're already drunk.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I was like, no kidding. She was like, yeah. She was
dead
ass.
Well, change the light. The button has the attendant there with a drink in hand.
It does. I know, but they make that announcement. It's not like the old days. Just trust me. I'm telling people, shut your mouth and wait for the cart. Right?
Like, I believe you, but change the damn button. That sets a false precedent.
Yeah. Well, there used to be ashtrays.
Yeah.
For years in play. You still couldn't smoke on them.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start hitting the button where my kid is sitting, see? Because they're not going to get mad at a young kid. Until my kid's like,
can I get a Jack and Coke?
Like, no, son, you can't.
So, somebody.
Damn it, so close.
Okay, someone might have got a talking to because there's a 3-drink minimum at SeaTac.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
There's a minimum?
Maximum.
There we go. Sorry, maximum.
I was like, no kidding.
Maximum, sorry. So I go to the, this bar it's one bar I go to all the time, right? So I'm sitting there and the manager walks up and he goes, what's the rule, Miles? And I said, 3 drinks. He goes, that's correct. 3 drinks. And walks away.
Oh.
I was like, ah. Typically
what I'll do is, 4?
No, typically what I'll do is I get a 22-ounce beer and a double shot for a plane. That's basically what I drink for the most
part. That's it. That covers
the
whole thing.
But the time before that, I must have got another one and got the bartender in trouble.
Oh, really?
From the manager.
Oh, no.
So he remembers. She wasn't there. He remembers me. He walks up. He's like, 3 drinks, Miles. What's the rule?
You know why that happened?
3 drinks.
You know why that happened?
No.
Because I didn't. Went to the airport, I'm flying to Austin, I think it was, and the bartender explained that to me. She goes, all right, because I got a double and I got a beer. And she goes, that's all your drinks. And I'm like, I just got here. She goes, look, it's a 3-drink maximum. It's not just our bar, it's all the bars at SeaTac. And I'm like, when in the hell did this start? So according to her, it was not at her bar, but a female passenger overdid it, as a lot of people do at the airport bars, but she fell down at the bar and peed herself.
Oh.
And she didn't fall down.
No.
Like, she tripped and hurt herself. She fell down and she's hammered, like, just passed out on her own on the floor and wet her pants. So
it's a hell of a layover.
Not a good look, obviously. So that's when they put this thing in. But the pro tip here is, bartender explained, it's a 3-drink maximum at any given
bar.
So she's like, when you were done here,
tequila bar upstairs.
You walk right across the hall.
Then you go to...
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Ingate bar.
So I went to like 4 different bars. Because once you say that, it feels like a challenge, you know?
Raise my ass once
I
you just.
The manager walk by and name checked you.
Yeah, that's
what's the rule, Montgomery?
Miles, what's the rule?
3 drinks. 3 drinks. Sorry. I remember you. You talked to me before.
I remember you.
Alaska Airlines flight had a little bit of a problem taking off. A flight to scheduled for Walla Walla was halted after a remark was reported at the port of Seattle police. The flight crew adhered to safety protocols by taxiing the aircraft to the outbound runway, which is the furthest from the terminal, because when you threaten a bomb,
yeah,
they take the plane as far out as possible. Authorities arrested the suspect. All passengers were deplaned for a thorough K-9 inspection of the aircraft and baggage. No suspicious items were discovered. The runway did reopen at 1:45. And by 2, passengers were transported by bus for rebooking.
That is so annoying.
But that's the other issue, too. It doesn't matter how small it is. Like, they have to treat it.
They have to. Yeah.
Like the emergency it is.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.